Well, it is our pleasure now to welcome a group of actors from a theater organization that I've known for a long time. Probably you have too, if you're a fan of Pittsburgh area theater and high quality theater. Prime Stage is here today, and they are going to be presenting a production called Speak that runs May 1st through May 10th. And we've got some of the actors from the show here with us today, as well as the playwright and the director of the play. And first thing is, I'm going to ask everybody to just introduce themselves. We have a house full of people today, five altogether. And you could talk either about your role in bringing the work forward or your role in the play, whatever you would like to. Dana, we're going to start with you.
Thank you, Larry. My name is Dana, and I am the director of Speak, and it's my job to direct the show and bring it to life for the theatrical stage.
How does one become a director?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm sure there are lots of different avenues, but for me, I started as an actor. I trained professionally as an actor and did that for many, many years, more than two decades. And then I got into directing through my job as an educator. I was an educator for 25 years, directed lots of plays through schools, and then formally ended my formal education, and now I work as a director in the community.
So, having been directed is probably a very important qualification.
Very helpful. I find that having been an actor for many years, I always appreciated directors who had been actors. I find that they have a really good ability to speak to the actors.
It really makes sense. Let's meet Ailey, who's on your left.
Hi. Well, I'm Ailey. I play Melinda in Speak. Melinda is the lead of the show. She's very quiet. She's very sarcastic as well. But we kind of get introduced into her mind and into her world as soon as the show begins.
And the play does have mature themes you should be aware
yes.
of. It's about a woman going through an assault,
mm-hmm.
and are you that person as
yes.
the lead? I would think that you were, and you're a sophomore at Point Park?
I am, yeah. I'm a sophomore acting major at Point Park, so it's been really nice to use everything I'm learning this year, last year, and just really put it into this role.
Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Tennessee, so I'm about 9 hours away, so it's kind of really far from home, but I'm getting so many opportunities here.
I asked that with a lot of deliberate intention because some people think that Point Park University primarily has students from the Pittsburgh area. And while there are some, there are people. Point Park is known around the world for
yes.
its programs. We're very fortunate to have Carnegie Mellon, Point Park, and Pitt with strong theater programs here and some others, too.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're getting to apply your craft, put to use a lot of things you've learned. Does anything come to mind in particular?
Yeah. So this year, my professor, Phil Winters, has been teaching us the Chekhov technique. That has been, it's really hit home. I have found that I've actually been using some of that technique before actually learning it. So it was really cool to really put a name to it and just experience all the aspects of it. It's a very physical technique. So being in the body a lot, it's very fun and it's really interesting.
So many things that people who watch theater don't even think about.
Yes.
You forget that there are actors who are trained doing this work. Now let's turn to the person on your left, if my memory is right, that's Sadie.
Yes.
Tell us about yourself.
Hi, my name is Sadie. I'm a 10th grader at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School, and I play Nicole in this production. She is a freshman going into high school for the first time, and she used to be one of Melinda's best friends. But with the transition to high school and everything that happened over the summer, she's a little bit weary. And I also play many other characters in the ensemble, like a cheerleader, newspaper club, an international student, and a lot of others.
And this is your 10th grade year. I imagine you've been in school plays and musicals.
Yes, I've done other shows outside of Prime Stage.
And have you done shows? I mean, there are a lot of adults in this show. It's an original work. There's a lot going on. Is this fairly elaborate for you to be a part of in terms of the difficulty and just the whole setting of it?
This is actually my third Prime Stage production, so I've done shows before with adults. It's my third time doing a play, but this one is just so special. It's a world premiere, so it's great to just have my hands on like a new work and watch as it changes and progresses throughout the whole process.
We're talking about the play Speak, and in a moment we'll talk with the playwright who can give you more information about that. And Sadie, I know you're only in 10th grade at this point, but do you know what you want to do after you graduate?
I would love to double major in both theater and psychology, I'm thinking. I would love to really help people, but theater is also one of my passions, so I would like to incorporate them both into my life. Yeah,
I'm glad you're thinking about that already. Now we have Eamon, who's sitting next to you. Eamon's got it all figured out because he's a senior. Hi, Eamon.
Hello. I'm Eamon, and I play Andy Evans in the show. He's our central antagonist, which has been certainly a process to figure out as an actor, playing the bad guy. But the cast and creative team have been amazing and supportive and helping me figure it all out.
What's hard about playing a bad guy to you?
For me, I just hate being mean to people. And in a show with very mature topics that we discuss throughout the play, it's something that's, you know, so incredibly unnatural to me as a person, that figuring out the mentality behind it and the motives, discovering that has just been pretty difficult.
Yeah, you really need to take leave of yourself, I would imagine, especially in a play like this where your personality and temperament is so different than that of Andy Evans. How long have you been a Kappa?
I've been a Kappa for 7 years.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And do you know what you're going to do after graduating this year?
I do. I am committed to Ithaca College for a BFA in acting.
Great place.
Yeah.
And I'm smiling because there's so much opportunity there, and that'll be a great time. So now let's meet Ricky. It worked. Ricky got me a new water bottle that doesn't leak, and forgive me that noise I just made. Let's go to Tammy Ryan now, who is the playwright. And Tammy, tell me anything you would like to about this cast and about the play.
Okay. Well, so the play Speak is an adaptation of the novel by Laurie House Anderson. It's a special kind of process when you're adapting a play. And I came into this process late in the evolution with Prime Stage, so it was a very quick process for me in writing the play. But it's been very collaborative right from the very beginning. We were very lucky to be invited to Carnegie Mellon last year to participate in a 2-week developmental process of the design vocabulary and to sort of explore some of the challenges that the play represents in the program called Collabo, which was fantastic. And Dana was involved. Our dramaturg, Lindsay Barr, was there. And a number of actors. And one of them is Anne-Marie Sweeney, who is playing the mom and other various roles. So we've been in collaboration very closely. And I love that because I love working. I mean, I'm a playwright because I want to be in the room with actors and directors and designers. It's a collaborative art. And I've been so impressed with these young actors, their professionalism, their willingness to just jump in, their patience. You know, writing a new play, there's a lot of fine-tuning happening. And, in fact, we were still making changes last night. and they are so, just so open and willing to this process. It's been really joyful for me to watch.
I asked this question earlier of director Dana Hardy Bingham. How did you become a playwright? You've been at it for a long time, but were you an actor at one point?
Well, I wanted to be an actor when I was these guys' age. I did go to the University of Buffalo to study acting. I was a double major acting in English, but I really had terrible stage fright, which really kind of got in the way. And I was from New York, so I had a New York accent and a lisp, which I've been working on since then. And so I didn't get cast a lot. But my teachers recognized that I was a bright student, and I was encouraged, and I ended up writing a play myself. And I got so much encouragement from that. I thought, well, maybe I'm a playwright then. Maybe that's really... And once I started doing that, I wrote a play in college that my professor produced at the back of a bar called Nietzsche's. And I made my rent that month, and people were so excited about it. And I thought, oh, this must be my calling. And I really liked sitting in the back of the audience watching the play more than being on stage. So
we tend to forget, I think, sometimes... These are professions, being a director, being a playwright, being an actor, and so many more in the world of theater. Now, the play opens May 1st, and it runs through May 10th. It's at the New Hazlett Theater, just upstairs and next door to our studios here on the north side. Are there any special programs? I know Prime Stage will often have a talkback program or resources associated with the show, and I want to make sure we mention those in case anybody in particular wants to go on that kind of night.
Well, I will say that the author is coming to town to see the play on May 1st. She'll be here, and on May 2nd, which is opening night, she will be giving a panel discussion. So I know about that. But I do think there are other programs that they're offering. And I would check the website for those.
Yeah, just go to primestage.com to learn more about that. Are you nervous about the play going in front of the author?
I am, but I'm very excited. Lori is she's a remarkable writer and a beautiful speaker about the subject of the play and also about the subject of books, challenging books for young people. And she has a lot to say, and I hope people come to hear her. So
the play is called Speak, and it opens May 1st through May 10th. I'm going to do something unusual with our actors. And Dana, as our segment comes to a close, if you had to describe the play in one word, what word would you choose? I saw Eamon immediately. I can't wait to hear what he might say.
I'd say valuable.
I would say resilience.
Empowering.
And I guess I would end with just the word journey.
There you go. I can't think of a better way to describe this based on what I know about it. Primestage.com is where you can go for more information. Thanks to all of you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.